Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. President Trump's peace deal was able to bring the hostages home, but now Hamas has already violated the ceasefire agreement. Should we be surprised? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Always a pleasure to do your show.
Thank you so much. So we're going to jump in with this. So in the words of Gomer Pyle, surprise, 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 Hamas already violated the ceasefire. This should, of course, be a no-brainer. The IDF responded, as they should, to protect their people. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, you can't trust them, that's for sure. And so the second phase of the peace agreement, they have not obliged by turning in their weapons, disarming themselves, so they can move forward to a very peaceful solution there, right, and start developing Gaza again with schools, homes, businesses, and so on.
Yeah, they're not,
to be funded mostly by the other Arab countries.
Right, right. Now, of course, you mentioned the fact that they're supposed to be disarmed. Now, we all know the stupidity of liberals with their gun buyback programs in blue cities. It's fundamental ignorance of criminals and crime. So it appears that Kushner and Wyckoff, the architects of the peace deal, came back with a plan on how to disarm Hamas. And yeah, you guessed it, a gun buyback program in Gaza. Yeah. Paul, I mean, can it really be any more stupid than this?
Well, rather than stupid, it's naive.
Yeah.
I mean, they had IDF, they had engineers in the southern part of Gaza trying to clear the debris in that, and two Hamas guys pop out of two tunnels and set an RPG and killed the two Israelis. So it's going to take a cleanup operation now to clean up the remaining Hamas terrorists. And so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that can happen here. These people are focused completely on destroying the Jewish state. So, right. And that is actually their raison d'etre. So they have no other reason for existing. So to think that you're going to do a buyback program, it doesn't even work here in the West. You're going to do that with Hamas. They'll take the money, but they're not going to stop. They're not going to disarm.
They're not going to disarm. You got to take the arms from them.
Yeah, literally take them from them. I don't know how well that will work, except to...
It'll work great.
Yeah.
But it takes the military to disarm them. That's obvious it. Now. They've made their stance, and they're going to hold on to their weapons as long as they can, it looks like. And the only way you can do it is through military action.
Yeah, and I mean, we're not fools. We know that the Arab world actually agrees with their perspective. That's why they're not helping here. They're basically not. Qatar is they're at, from Doha. The head of Hamas there now is saying we will never disarm. So I mean, this is almost clownish what's going on, because we knew this was going to happen.
They're playing their cards out, and the IDF will take military action, and they'll terminate the Hamas and Hamas leadership.
They have
to. What's going to happen?
Yeah, they have to. The other thing, you have. They did release the living, surviving hostages, but they still there's the remains of dozens upon dozens that they still have not released. They haven't done that, and they've done it on purpose to cause pain to the Israelis. When is that going to be? I mean, is that going to be addressed? It's ridiculous now.
Well, it's just they play their games. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
And that's why they have to be terminated.
Yeah, no, I agree. So coming back to our country here, as you had predicted, military-age men that had come into the U.S. under Biden, those of us paying attention knew at one point we were going to have a jihad problem. Well, the FBI caught a jihadi in, of all places, Louisiana, that committed atrocities on October 7th in Israel, where over, for the listeners, over 40 Americans were murdered on October 7th in Israel, just so you know. He came in illegally under Biden first, and just one of the millions of illegals that invaded our nation. And of course, there were several hundred that were on the terror watch list that came in illegally. How concerned should Americans be about their safety? Because remember, that was in the South, in Louisiana, that they caught him.
Well, it's a great threat. Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, they're doing their best to find these people in their different nests that they've made in major cities. And it's going to take a while, but they're cleaning up hundreds of thousands of them now, deporting them, sending them back. They've been infiltrating for decades. Of course, the 4 years of Biden, that's when they really came in big time across the border. And so they're still there, and they're going to be utilized as best they can to cause friction and chaos. We're in a battle for America right now. There's no doubt about it. There's a civil war propagandized and supported by left-wing funders like George Soros and the other organizations that are supporting these people inside of America. That's why Kristi Noem and Pam Bondi, they've got to issue an indictment against Soros. They've got to arrest he and his son for treason. Yeah. And for what they're doing to support these rebellious insurrectionists.
Yeah. And they said they were going to, but they still haven't done it. No one's
Correct.
Done it, but was pretty sure that they were going to do this. And so now President Trump has this extreme danger, that caused by Biden. ICE is dealing with some of it, but shouldn't we be looking at areas where they are attempting to create Muslim enclaves like Dearborn, Michigan, in Houston, in Plano, Texas? Shouldn't we be looking at those areas more closely?
Well, they're looking at them. And as General McInerney and I have said, Islam is not a religion. It's an ideology.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no religion that teaches hate and killing of Jews and Christians and raping of women is okay, lying is okay to the infidels, and they should be outlawed. No mosque in the United States because they're nest for insurrectionists.
Yes.
And these imams that are in these mosques, the preachers, all they do is continue to preach hate, and they don't assimilate. They should be deported immediately.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned Dearborn. That's the most dangerous one right now because you have the mayor of Dearborn is a Muslim who told a pastor who had a problem, which he should, that a street was being renamed after a Muslim jihadist, and he told him that he didn't belong there. He wasn't welcome there. And then you had the police chief who was a Muslim, because the complaints are going up in Dearborn that they're doing the Adhan, which of course really is a war against the infidels. It is Islamic supremacy. It's five times a day on loudspeakers. And they tried to compare it to the chimes of a church. This was stunning. They said, well, it's just like churches.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You mean the one that happens on Sunday morning when people are being called to service or reminded to service? And you're talking about an Adhan. That call is five times a day.
You know,
that is,
well, it's all propaganda.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a great propaganda machine, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And but it's filled with hate. It's filled with the non-assimilation, establishing the virtues and what our Constitution supports. Or Islam is totally against democracy in the U.S. Constitution in every regard.
Yeah.
And I would start deporting. It was interesting. Moroni in Italy just deported a longtime Islamist Ayatollah, if we want to call him that, ahead of the church, or head of their I don't know where the mosque was outside of Rome, but she threw him out of the country last week.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we want to see more of.
I love her.
Yeah. Maloney, I know. She's great.
European leaders would be as strong as she is.
Right. Right. As the Trump administration brings law and order and safety to some of the most corrupt Democrat-run cities in the U.S., Chicago is on the list, and Pritzker choking on his Krispy Kreme donuts at the thought of law and order coming to Chicago. And now we have the numbnut Marxist Chicago Mayor Johnson signed an executive order to create ice-free zones in Chicago.
That's going to work well.
Yeah, right. Then you have the Brownsville, in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and this is praised by Mom Donnie, to have police no-go zones. All of these, are run by, you know, communist Democrats. Since they say no one is above the law, isn't it time for some arrests and indictments for these officials who violate our laws?
Well, Audrey, you know, I wrote an article 2 years ago or 3 years ago on that, that no one's above the law. These district attorneys, these judges who support insurrection and support these communists that are trying to continue to dismantle this country and form something new for America. And releasing criminals is actually, when you release them back into the streets, that's enhancing criminality. And they should be arrested, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Why is it they have so much trouble arresting these people? Because it's pretty clear that, I mean, especially we learn that from your books, they are violating the law, just because they're an official doesn't mean that they are above the law. They, of course, the Democrats love to say that, don't they? No one's above the law, of course, except for them. Yeah, except for them. Yeah. So this is what we need to see. And I think if we saw this, Bondi has to be told to do it. If we saw some of these people arrested and indicted for violating the same laws that if we violated them, we would be in the pokey right now. If we saw that, we'd see a lot less of this chaos, but I don't understand what's preventing Bondi from doing that. I mean, she had to get a nudge from the president to start doing some of the things. You know, you saw Brennan, I think, is next to be indicted, right? Just what you were saying in the past. Do you think that he is? Are we going to see any of them? Because we have Comey, we have John Bolton, and now Brennan. So, do you think it's going to go anywhere past indicting them?
Yes,
I hope so. I hope so.
They're going to go to a court, a jury, and many of them should go through a military tribunal for treason as well.
I don't know if they have our side has the spine for that. To be honest, I wish they would.
No, we have the spine, but they're fighting a lot of battles.
Yeah.
There's so many battles out there that Trump is fighting in the economy, tariffs. He's solved 8 wars so far. Pam's got a whole list in the FBI, but it takes time to put these together. I just wish it was more timely and they would be more positive, but they're doing it each and every week, like they just did for Brennan. Clapper's got to be next. Andrew McCabe, there's a whole list of them, but they want to make sure if they go to the grand jury that the grand jury will in fact indict them,
right?
And then you have the trials
that we look forward to.
I mean, they build a country back from this mammoth dismantling of America, which was my last book, The Dismantling of America, which is on the Stand Up America US Foundation website, standupamericaus.org. But we outlined all that. Our investigators, our intel people, we really have put everything on the table there for Trump and Pam Bondi to exercise. And I know they have our books. They're using them, that's for sure. But it takes time to rebuild a country that has been dismantled so much for years. I track it back to the late 60s, the Vietnam era that started in San Francisco in the Haight-Ashbury district and University of California at Berkeley.
Wow.
And then all these professors got infiltrated into our universities, corrupted our students, corrupted our educational system. And so it's a big battle across the board. It's a big battlefield out there for President Trump now and Pam Bondi.
Yeah. And you and Tom did the work for them that I'm sure they'd right. have to be using, because they couldn't possibly do all that research themselves at this point, could they?
Well, they couldn't, and they haven't. That's why our books are so important to them, because we did go back to the 2020 election and what happened there, and go through the total dismantling of the different institution, militarization, politicization of the FBI, Homeland Security, the Defense Department, all the way down to our academies. It was tremendous damage. I don't think many of them, well, I don't know what percentage, but a lot of American people don't understand what this dismantling, the devastating effect it's had. And now to try to rebuild it across all of those fronts now, looking at it from a military standpoint, you have all these battles in the cities, overseas, the cartels. It's mammoth, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, that's true. And at least I know that the Polish people know what's going on, and that's why they have a new president. And what's going on there? Something just happened, didn't it?
Well, they just issued, following up the international, what do they call it, the National Criminal, or ICC,
the International Criminal Court, ICC.
International Court, that put out a warrant for arrest for Putin. if he went into Hungary, that the Polish would intercept his jets and arrest him or something. Well, good luck on that. Putin goes out and his Russia 1, whatever they call it over there, make sure he's got good fighter pilots too. So, I mean, it's just stupid, NATO and what these countries are up to when they've got so many internal problems, just like we do on all these immigrants who've come in, illegals.
Sure.
And they're starting to stand up in Dublin now, and many cities in Europe, they're tired of it. They want their country back, just like we did.
Yeah.
And as Trump told them over there, there's two things you got to do. Stop building windmills, and you just got to start deporting people.
Yes, stop building windmills. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They don't work, by the way. They kill a lot of birdies, too. I know that the Polish people get it now. So this Hungary, okay.
No, the Poles don't get it. Hungarians get it. The Poles don't get it.
But they put a new.
The Polish don't get it.
Yeah, the new their new president, I think it is not a prime minister. I thought he was a conservative. No.
I don't know what's going on in Poland. I mean, they're just siding up with NATO.
Uh-huh.
France,
okay.
Great Britain.
What is Putin up to now? I mean, what is he doing? Because he still hasn't won this war.
He's still consolidating the Donbass region, the four eastern provinces,
right,
which are pro-Russian, by the way.
Right.
Trump actually has come up with a good suggestion. Russia keeps what they have now, which is pro-Russian, and stop the war. Stop shooting at noon tomorrow. End it.
Yeah.
Make a decision. No more bullets. No more missiles.
Is Putin not biting on this?
Well, it's a matter of
pride with
Putin's
him.
Putin's got his own reasons for standing his ground. And so and they need new leadership in Ukraine. It's the most corrupt country still over there. And all they do is soak up the money and weapons. And there's no way Trump's going to give them Tomahawk missiles.
No, I didn't think so. No, yeah. So he still can't. He can't get this done. He can't end this. Well, end the war. He can't finish it, can he, Putin? Because
he would have done it. Yeah, he can.
Why doesn't he?
He basically has set his ground. We'll keep the four provinces in Crimea, and those people that are pro-Russian have been annexed. They were annexed 2 or 3 years ago by Russia, and. But the false Western media propaganda is just horrible. And you see it on Fox and the other nations. They're just going after supporting Ukraine and anti-Putin. And, I mean, we've crashed and burned on Putin since 2016 in the Russian hoax thing. And, you know, I got word from one of my sources in Moscow that Putin just said, to hell with it. You guys keep attacking me and demeaning the Russian people, and until you stop it, we've got to hold our ground. But you notice they never have interviews for any of the Russians on television.
No, they
don't. Videos of Lavrov and his meetings, but there's never any. You have to go to RTTV to see what they're thinking on the Russian side.
Yeah.
Every day you should log into RTTV.com and see what the Russians are doing and what their positions are and why.
Yeah.
The West only looks at the Western propaganda that comes out.
Yeah.
And there's another side to this whole thing.
Well,
people
sure.
Have to understand it.
Well, sure.
And I think Trump now understands that more and more.
Yeah. Maybe he's watching RTTV. You never know. So he's got to get both sides because he's not getting all his information. Paul, very important question. Where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and order all your books, including Beyond Treason, Betrayal and Treason in America, and The Dismantling of America? Where can they order all of those? And there's more. Where can they do all that?
Well, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation is important. It's not Stand Up America. That was set up by Soros in 2015 to counter what I was doing. So it's a left-wing organization. That's why you have to put Stand Up America U.S. in there, standupamericaus.org. We've been around for over 20 years. We depend on donations, buy our books, the Bible. We put a lot of our team at work to come up with all the information that's in those books. But they're very vital to the future of America and understanding it. So, yeah, support us through anything you can. And, Audrey, by the way, thank you for your support.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Thank you, Paul, for everything you share on the show. And as always, I will have all those links to my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.